Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the Government Accountability Office. It's February 26th, 2010. In fiscal year 2008, the Department of Defense reported nearly 3,000 sexual assault cases, and the Coast Guard reported another 84. A group led by Brenda Farrell, a director in GAO's Defense Capabilities and Management team, recently examined Department of Defense and Coast Guard efforts to strengthen their sexual assault prevention and response programs. GAO analyst Jeremy Clucci sat down with Brenda to learn more.
Sexual assault is obviously a problem and a crime wherever it happens, but when it happens in the military, it can have uniquely negative outcomes. Can you tell us about some of those?
Yes, Jeremy, thank you so much for asking that question, because sexual assault, as you noted, is a crime that has far-reaching implications, not just for the victim, but for the victim's family, friends, colleagues, the community. And for the military services, sexual assault incidents can undermine their core values, which that's their beliefs of what drives them to be so good at their jobs, as well as it can degrade mission readiness, esprit de corps, strategic goodwill, and also it can increase financial cost. Obviously, there's cost to take care of victims from sexual assault incidents, as well as lost productivity, and of course, if there's court time that's associated with that as well.
GAO previously recommended the Department of Defense and the Coast Guard take certain steps to aid in the oversight and implementation of their sexual response and prevention efforts. To what extent have these departments acted on GAO's recommendations?
Well, first, we did make 9 recommendations to the Department of Defense, as well as 2 to the Coast Guard, and both DOD and the Coast Guard concurred with all of our recommendations, so they are on board with our findings and that actions need to be taken. And both departments have been working toward implementing our recommendations. However, there's still quite a bit of work to be done. The recommendations have been implemented in various stages. To its credit, DOD has implemented 4 of our 9 recommendations. For example, they established a working group to evaluate the policy for how you handle sexual assault incidents in a joint environment being when there's more than one service involved. And they have made suggestions to the joint staff so that in a joint environment, you'll have a common policy regardless of whether you're an Army member or a Navy member or Marine Corps, Air Force. But they have not made as much progress in developing a fully comprehensive strategic framework. They have laid the foundation, and we certainly do not want to take away from the steps that they have made toward that end. But they don't have some key elements that GAO would like to see in that strategic framework based on our body of work in the area. For example, they do need to work on measurements so that they can take the measurements that of how they're doing, see where there's weaknesses, make course corrections, and move forward. So that is one area where we'd like to see them do more. Coast Guard, we had 2 recommendations, as I said. They've implemented 1 of 2. The one we would like to see them focus on more is also on their strategic framework.
What is the status of the Defense Department's centralized sexual assault database, which it was directed by Congress to implement by January 2010?
This is a database that we have looked at very carefully. DOD, unfortunately, did not meet the congressional deadline of last month to establish such a database. And we do not know when DOD is going to have that database in place that would be critical for management.
What are the biggest steps GAO recommends the Defense Department and the Coast Guard take to improve their prevention of and response to sexual assaults?
We would like to see them complete actions on the other 5 recommendations from our 2008 report. And as I mentioned earlier, that strategic framework, there are several elements that are missing that they need to fully implement in order to guide their efforts and really strengthen their prevention and response program. Our report that's coming out also has a number of recommendations that build toward that same end.
To learn more, visit GAO's website at gao.gov. And be sure to tune in to the next edition of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the Government Accountability Office.